June 25th through 28th, 2001. In the mail, which always seemed to contain bad news on Monday mornings, Arthur found a form notice from Muriel Wynne. 3 days from now, on Thursday, the state proposed to take the deposition of a woman named Genevieve Carrier at the offices of the lawyers she had hired, Sandy and Marta Stern. "So who's the mystery guest?" asked Arthur when he succeeded after several attempts to get Muriel on the line. "Arthur," she answered, "let me say two words to you. Erno Erdai." Muriel, like many prosecutors in Arthur's experience, lived by a simple watchword in dealing with defense lawyers. Don't get angry. Get even. A little before 2 p.m. on Thursday, Arthur walked over to the Morgan Towers, the city's tallest building. Sandy Stern, Genevieve's lawyer, was an immigrant, but his office was furnished as if someone in the family had been around to fight the revolution. In the reception area, where Arthur was required to wait, there were Chippendale pieces decorated with china figures and sterling silver implements. Eventually, Muriel arrived, her standard 10 minutes late, with Larry in tow. Marta Stern, Sandy's daughter, then led them back to an interior conference room. Mrs. Carrier sat tensely beside an oval walnut table with a glass top. The court reporter, who'd set up his steno machine beside the witness, asked Mrs. Carrier to raise her right hand and applied the oath. To start, Muriel's questioning went no further than Arthur had anticipated based on Pamela's usually thorough research. Mrs. Carrier was at home now, after working for years for Transnational Air as a ticket agent. Her husband, Matthew, was an internist in the suburbs in Greenwood County, and they had 4 kids. Genevieve answered with pained exactness. When Muriel finally mentioned Erno, Genevieve acknowledged knowing him as the TN security supervisor at Disabled Field. "Did Louisa Romardi ever discuss Mr. Erdai with you?" asked Muriel. "Yes," said Genevieve. "Did she ever express negative sentiments about Mr. Erdai?" "Yes." "And were there occasions when she made these expressions and appeared to be in a highly excited or emotional state?" "I suppose you could say that." "Mrs. Carrier," said Muriel, "I would like you to think back to the occasion when Ms. Romardi was most excited and spoke to you about Erno Erdai. Can you remember that time?" "I remember a time. I don't know if it was when she was most upset, but she was upset." "All right. When did this conversation occur?" "About 6 weeks before Louisa was killed." "And do you know of your own independent knowledge what had taken place to upset Ms. Romardi?" "If you mean, did I see what had happened, the answer is no."
"Did Louisa describe the event?"
"Louisa said she had been searched for drugs, a pat-down search."
"Did she explain what was upsetting about the search?"
"She didn't need to explain. It's obviously upsetting to come to work and get frisked. But she was especially angry with the way they went about it. She put it in pretty crude terms."
"And what did she say about Erno Erdai?"
"I tried not to use those words. It was also very colorful. What they call in the paper, barnyard epithets."
"Would it be fair to say that she expressed hatred for Mr. Erdai?"
"Very fair."
"Did she tell you why Erno Erdai initiated the search?"
said Muriel.
"She didn't explain what she thought he was trying to achieve, no?"
"Not my question. I'm not asking what end she thought he had in mind. Did she say anything to explain what led Mr. Erdai to do it?" Genevieve waited, then said yes. Muriel turned to Larry. Arthur saw Larry flip up his palm. "What the hell?"
"And why was that?" asked Muriel.
Mrs. Carrier looked to her lap and sighed heavily.
"Because of something I had said to Erno the week before."
"You had said?"
"Let's wind this back.
After Louisa was searched, she was angry at Erno, but she was also angry at me because I told Erno something and she thought that was why he'd had her frisked. That's the reason she told me about it in the first place. She was basically reading me out for opening my mouth."
"And what had you told Mr. Erdai?"
Genevieve took her time.
"I was working the overnight
which I usually alternated with Louisa, but for some reason she worked the early morning shift that day. Anyway, a man had come in looking for her.
A man? Did he give you his name?
No, he didn't give his name.
Can you describe him?
In what sense?
What did he look like to you? What was his race?
He looked darker, probably black, but I wouldn't say that for certain. Maybe Hispanic?
Age?
Couldn't tell. Not old, not young.
Build?
On the thin side.
And what did the man say?
This gentleman asked me where Louisa was, and he told me to tell her that he had seen the Pharaoh.
The Pharaoh? Like in Egypt?
That's how it sounded to me. Plainly perplexed, Muriel studied Mrs. Carrier.
And did the man say anything else other than he'd seen the Pharaoh?
The man said he'd seen Pharaoh, and Louisa couldn't do that to him.
And who was the Pharaoh?
I didn't know. Arthur saw Muriel tip her head. She'd heard something.
Do you know now who Pharaoh was?
All I know is what Louisa told me.
When was that conversation?
The next day, after the man came in.
And tell us what she said, and what you said about Pharaoh.
I told her that this man had come in, and what he said about seeing the Pharaoh, and that I had told Erno. And she got upset with me for telling Erno. And so one thing led to another. She told me who Pharaoh was.
And what did she tell you?
I'm not going to say, she declared, her voice warbling a bit despite her emphatic tone. All I know is what she said, which my lawyer says can't be used in court, which is why I don't understand why I have to go through this.